those of you that are elected to different positions in our church, the executive committee is going to be meeting after Sunday school today in room one. I'm not sure which. I think that's the one next to my office, right? Okay, Greg is telling me yes. I just know location. That's the way I travel around. I don't know my directions very well. But then room one. Next week we're going to be having our missions conference starting on Saturday. That'll start at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll have supper together during our time as well as dessert. We'll have Glenda Palmquist with CEF. Rocky, Ruth, and Grace Schmid will be with us from CORD, and they minister down in the Wichita area. And then a couple of representatives of SBA as one of our missionaries that we support. And so that will take place Saturday. Sunday, we will have the missionaries with us for the adult Sunday school time. And then the next week, and that is one of the announcements, Dick and Gloria Persons, our missionaries to the Philippines, are coming through, and they are needing a place to stay for Saturday. They will be heading out Sunday. So if you would be able to host them, please call Jolene Hahn, and her phone number is there. They just couldn't make as far as our timing with the missions conference. So we'll get kind of missions conference part A and then part B. For the time when the persons are here for the 16th, we'll be taking up a special offering for them. Also scheduled October 23rd is a ladies event, and see the information there. Planning also November 6th, the first Sunday of November, a baptism. So if you would like to be baptized and you have not been, please see me for details. We'll get our names collected and all the logistics for getting the baptism for November 6th. One other announcement to highlight for today, there's a flyer on the bulletin board in the foyer, but from 2 to 3, Life Chain, which is a prayerful time spent at the Four Ways to pray for our country, to pray, yes, the Dobbs decision this summer struck down some of the precedents from the Supreme Court, but that the issue of abortion is still now at the state level, and so the battle to end abortion in our country is not over, and so Life Chain will be taking place at the Four Way today. If you're not able to make it today, next Sunday down at Pleasant Valley on Highway 45, they will be having their Life Chain event. So that is taking place at 2. Are there any other announcements that need to be brought to everyone today? Yes, Mr. Burma.
Pioneer Club went well.
Or Club Rock.
We ended up, I believe the number was about 45. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to encourage you, even if you can't make it every week, if there's certain weeks that you would like to volunteer, get a hold of the coordinator.
Yes, the announcement, one for continued volunteers, but also Club Rock got started this week. We had about 45 students, and that was a wonderful start. The great thing was everyone that came into the building left the building at the appropriate time. So that was really good, but it is a wonderful ministry, and the students were concerned that it wouldn't happen this year, and so we've appreciated everyone who stepped up to volunteer. And also, if you would like to come in on a week or just on a Wednesday, just let me know. I help coordinate the staffing for the day. Our call to worship is going to be from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
Please stand and join together in singing hymn 339, Since I Have Been Redeemed. 339.
I have a song I love to sing since I have been redeemed of my Redeemer, Savior, King, since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, I will glory in His name, since I have been redeemed, I will glory in my Savior's name. I have a Christ to satisfy since I have been redeemed. To do His will, my highest prize, since I have been redeemed. Since I have been redeemed, I will glory in His name. Since I have been redeemed, I will glory in my Savior's name. I have a witness bright and clear since I have been redeemed, dispelling every doubt and fear since I have been redeemed. Since I have been redeemed, since I have been redeemed, I will glory in His name. Since I have been redeemed, I will glory in my Savior's name. I have a home prepared for me since I have been redeemed, where I shall dwell eternally since I have been redeemed. Since I have been redeemed, I will glory in His name, I will glory in His name. Since I have been redeemed, I will glory in my Savior's name.
Greet one another if you wish this morning.
Again, good morning, and grateful you've chosen to worship with us today. This is our opportunity for our prayer requests and praises. Just an update on Shelley Ehrenholtz. She has been responding to the treatments this past week, so they're going to continue for this week, and things seem to be improving, and that's what we will continue to pray that they will, and she also, this coming weekend is her grandfather's funeral, and so they, Lord willing, will be able to make it to that and spend time with family. Are there any other prayer requests or praises to bring before? Deb. We're glad that you guys were able to make it and get back. But last week, they were down in Sioux Falls for some more intensive therapy for Nathan. And we continue to pray that things will increase. But also we praise that you guys had a good visit. Any other prayer requests or praises? Burley. And is he a student at Falkton?
Yes.
Okay.
He also has West Nile syphilitis.
Mm. So the prayer request is for Caden, a student at Falkton. He is a junior. He has been diagnosed with leukemia, and I've seen through Facebook several schools getting together wearing Caden Strong shirts. I think Miller during homecoming did an emphasis for him that one of the days. But he is in Sioux Falls now, not only with the leukemia, but has come down with West Nile / meningitis. So we will definitely be praying for healing and for wisdom for the doctors. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Dale.
He doesn't have 20 pounds to spare, but he's now regained his appetite and doing quite well, running the combine and happy to do it.
So the update on Scott Oleg Miller is he's made 2 rounds of chemo. He's got 2 more to go. They're every 2 weeks, and so we will be praying for those treatments, but also in November is when he'll have back for all the tests to see how well the treatments have been going, and so we will pray accordingly, grateful for his appetite being back, as well as being able to run the combine and being active as he can with his life. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Brad.
Rain.
Mm. The little sprinkles this morning were a start, right? Yes, we definitely need rain in the entire Midwest. And I know that balances with guys being out in the field and harvesting, but I think we all know that the moisture that we need, God knows as well, but we'll be praying. That's looking at the pictures with the Hurricane Ian that came through for those that have been affected. Again, just trying to fathom that much water, both the storm surge and that much amount of rain. I know they would wish they could share some of that with everyone, spread it around, but we'll be praying for those that have been affected by Ian and the cleanup and those that are helping. There's a lot of people, a lot of moving parts to get people back to some semblance of normal. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we enter into worship today, the reminder that it is the start of our week, and we remember both because of the day being a Sunday, and as we celebrate communion later in the service, of the work that your Son has accomplished on our behalf. We are grateful that at the very beginning of human history, when Adam and Eve sinned, that you promised that there would be one of the seed of Eve that would crush the serpent's head. And that one in the right timing came. And we celebrate his death and his resurrection and his ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as both our Savior and the head of the church. Father, you have saved us from so much. Not always the circumstances around us, those you walk through those times with us, for you never leave us nor forsake us. But you have accomplished what we could not, so that we could have a path back to you. That as your Son said, he is the only way, he is the truth and the life, and no man can come to the Father but through him. And we celebrate that today. The commission of all of us to be the ones that present the gospel. And we thank you for raising up opportunities, whether it be with Club Rock. We thank you for the first Wednesday, the opportunity of seeing the students, of being able to minister for each of the staff that came, and that throughout this year will come. We ask that you would bless, that the sacrifice of time and energy would be used by you, that you would help us to see how you're working in these students' lives and to join you there. Father, we also pray for these needs. We lift up Shelley to you and the treatments that she is undergoing. Grateful to hear that this week things are improving. We ask for the next week that that would be the trajectory of things, that she continues to improve, that she will be able to be dismissed and discharged on Friday. Father, we just pray for Mike and the girls that you would be an ever-present help through this time. Help them to be encouraging and to be an encouragement. Father, we lift up Christina's mom, Kay, to you. Continue to ask for her health and continued healing in her life. We lift up Nathan and his continued healing. Grateful for the opportunity this week of getting to Sioux Falls for the intensive therapy. May you continue to knit the pathways in his brain to bring more and more function, more and more memory. Father, we just thank you again and again for how you've preserved his life and that you would be with the family in decisions, and grateful for giving him safety and travels and leading him to this doctor in Sioux Falls. Father, we do lift up Caden to you down in Sioux Falls, one with the devastating diagnosis of leukemia, but now dealing with West Nile and meningitis. We ask that you would, as a great physician, bring healing and hope to that family, to Caden, that you would reach down and miraculously heal him. That is what we ask. We also pray that you give wisdom to this medical team as they're around him. For his family, we do pray for peace of mind and heart. It is not ever easy seeing your child go through anything difficult. And so, Father, I pray that they would really lean upon you. Father, we also pray for Scott Oleg Miller, that you would be healing him through these treatments, that you would give him the energy he needs. Thank you for his appetite coming back. And we join with them that through these treatments and the testing in November, that you would bring encouraging results. And that's what we ask. Father, we also ask for our area, for the moisture that we need. Father, you're in control. We are not. And it is that reminder, and that's why we pray, to ask you to provide the moisture that our fields and our pastures need for not just the short term, but long term. Father, we also lift up those dealing with Hurricane Ian and the Caribbean islands, but also Florida, South Carolina, other states that are dealing with the devastation of a Category 4 hurricane. Father, some have lost everything, and some have even lost their lives. We pray for those families. We pray for the teams that have come in to assist. We especially pray for those Christian ministries that are coming alongside of people that have been devastated to be your hands and feet, that as they provide the physical needs, they also will provide spiritual comfort. Because that ultimately is the only place we find hope, not in comforting words, but in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that no matter what, you are here with us. Father, we lift up our world to you for the situations going on in Ukraine as we focus upon the ministry that you've entrusted to the Manas. We pray for the Manas as they are in Ukraine, that the unrest there, the designs of the Russian president, you are not caught by surprise. We ask that you would protect your servants, help them to be able to minister to those that have been devastated by the conflict. And we pray for peace, that you would bring stability and peace to that area of the world. Father, we thank you for the opportunity of meeting together. We ask that you would bless the offering we're about to receive from your people. Use it for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
beautiful. You know, we're so blessed in our congregation to have so many people that have beautiful talents in different directions. And music is, of course, a passion of mine, or I wouldn't be up here. But it's just beautiful to be able to hear and feel God through music. So we're going to stand this morning. We're going to sing Heart of Worship. And just these words in this song, for me anyway, there's so much meaning in them. So just let the Holy Spirit work in you this morning through the music. Ephesians here, in Ephesians 4. Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in the manner worthy of the calling for which you have been called, with all humility, gentleness, patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit There is only one body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all. We're going to go ahead and sing Jesus, I Come. This is another one of those songs that just have so much meaning and power in them. So just enjoy it and praise the Lord.
God. can sing that we are redeemed. We thank you for the gift of your Son and his shed blood and the payment of the debt that we owed and the knowledge that we have now that we've accepted Christ as Savior, that we are redeemed and that we will be in your presence for eternity. We ask you to be with our time now as we look into your word and that we would be attentive to what you'd have us to hear this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.